Time now for sports on the Tornado.
Oaks Tornadoes basketball was all weekend long, and we'll go back to Friday to tell you what happened to start off the Oaks Tornadoes boys basketball season. They took on Sargent County in Milner, and they dropped that one by a score of 51-46. Bunch of turnovers, unable to come on back in the end. They were down by a bunch, though. They did end up fighting back from a pretty big deficit, but just unable to do enough. Again, falling by a score of 51-46 to Sargent County. Saturday was a doubleheader between the Oaks Tornadoes and the Grafton Spoilers. Game one was the girls' teams, and the Oaks Tornadoes picked up their first win of the season, taking down the number 9-ranked Grafton Spoilers by a score of 40-36. Oaks Tornadoes really fought well that entire matchup, able to hold off the Grafton Spoilers, especially late in that game. Game two was the boys. The Oaks Tornadoes taking on the number 8 Grafton Spoilers. They would fall in that one by a score of 54-31. A huge second half for the Spoilers, really just kind of put it away for them. Tornadoes, they're allegedly going to be back in action again on Tuesday for the boys and for the girls. Boys, they're going to be at home taking on a South Dakota team in Loyola Frederick. That's alleged. Currently, that weather report still unknown how it's going to affect everything. For the girls, they're allegedly going to be taking on Barnes County North tomorrow. Again, that is very much weather dependent. The Detroit Lions picked up a win over the Vikings this last weekend, and that's rather interesting given that the Lions are basically removed from the playoff picture. Lions win by a score of 34-23. UND swept Miami of Ohio over the last weekend in college hockey action, and then NDSU, they beat Samford by a score of 27-9. They're now going to be taking on Incarnate Word on Friday at 6 o'clock. World Cup entering into its final days. Croatia beat Brazil on Friday. Netherlands lost to Argentina, both in PKs. Morocco beat Portugal 1-0, and France beat England 2-1. Tomorrow, Argentina versus Croatia for the first semifinal. Then on Wednesday, France versus Morocco for that second semifinal. For more sports news anytime, head on over to newsdakota.com.